Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Greg Lesher is with us. And you know what? I have never been in a class where the teacher has opened the class by saying, thank you. Thank you all for being here today. Appreciate you showing up. It's never happened. I got to ask, why is that? Why is it that teachers don't do that? They don't thank you for being in class at the beginning of the class. They don't thank you for attending the whole class at the end of the class. Why is it that they don't do that? Because if you think about it, there's no need for the teacher if y'all don't show up, right? But they don't do it. And my question is, are there broadcasts or broadcasters who say, thank you all for being here today? Are there very many of those? I don't think there are very many. Greg, what do you think?
I think there's just a lack of respect for anyone with any decency. It's just, you know, this is what's expected of you, and just do it. And it's really a shame. You know, one of the first things I learned when I lived in the South was the teachers would say, what? Yes, sir, or yes, ma'am. We were taught respect right off the bat.
Right, and that's when I was teaching public school back in the early 90s, my students already came into my class. I taught juniors and seniors in high school, and they did exactly what you said. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. They were really, really polite, and they asked for permission. They really did. And it was very nice. Very nice. I'm not sure what it's like today. I don't think it's like that. I think that the public school system, because of the Federal Department of Education, has destroyed the public school system. I really believe they have.
Respect for your teachers, respect for your elders, respect for those that, you know, are teaching. It's just gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know. It's really a shame. And we're seeing a society, and we're seeing the effect that it's having on the children. You know, it's just a whole different world.
There was a story that we covered yesterday. And it was about this young Ohio gal. She was 17 years old at the time. And she decided that she was going to kill her boyfriend and someone else, her boyfriend's friend, who needed a ride home. This was at 5:30 in the morning. And they were out, and she, Daily Mail, reported that she drove her Toyota, or the family's Toyota, at 100 miles an hour into the side of a brick building and killed the two passengers, her boyfriend and his friend. She survived multiple surgeries. And she was convicted of murder, okay, because she did it intentionally. And her mother said, well, she cruised the path, you know, days before to make sure she had it right, you know, where she was going to go. And that's all on video. It's all been recorded, cameras. And her mother says that the crash that killed the two people who were passengers in her car, her boyfriend and his friend, was because she was dizzy. Now, the cops found magic mushrooms and weed at the scene, marijuana. And she made threats against her boyfriend. This is in Strongsville, Ohio. And I saw a TikTok, a little TikTok video of this gal bragging. Allegedly, it was her. It is claimed to be her. She's bragging about how she's not cool, but she can do more drugs than others and not die. So she was proud of that fact. And here we have driving under the influence, murder, premeditated murder. And we talked about yesterday how in the book, 5 Minute University, we have 74 lessons. Now, the book's not published. I haven't published it yet. 74 lessons about using the family car. And it has to do with no passengers in the vehicle that are not family members. It has to do with, I don't know a single 17-year-old who has been operating a car who hasn't crashed it. I don't know one. Now, I don't know every 17-year-old who's ever driven, but you can ask anybody. Young people crash their cars. I can tell you that young people do not have the experience. They're not old enough to have the experience. But the school system, which used to teach driver's education, has failed at that point. Where is the learning about traction? Where is the learning about parking, K-parking, or K-turns, parallel parking? Where are those lessons? And in the Commonwealth of Virginia, when I sat in the courtroom, and if you are a young person and you are ready to get your license and you've passed the driver's ed and you've passed all those things and the requirements and have taken the test, you go to court and you sit in the courtroom once a month with all the other 17-year-olds who are going to get their license that day, and the judge reads you the Riot Act. He tells you, or she tells you, how dangerous it is and the responsibilities, how you can kill people. And it's a really sobering event when the judge lays out how it's going to be if you do stupid things behind the wheel, like drinking and driving or drugs or, you know, party behind the wheel, do just stupid things. He talks about the statistics and driving in the dark and skidding and traction. And that's what happened in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I don't know about other states. I don't know.
I went through the whole course. Yeah, I went through the whole course. I saw the blood red runs red on the highways video where they're pulling out bodies that are, you know, without any structure because their bones are all crushed. They put the fear into you before they, you know, that was part of my, that was a class in high school. And they taught things like that. And my father took me out into a snow-covered parking lot so he could show me how I could correct the steering. And, of course, he put me behind the wheel, and I learned those things. This woman should have never had a license to begin with. Anybody bragging about things like that should have been, they should have been turned in and yanked years ago.
Well, you see these young people posting images of how cool they are on the internet, and, you know, holding beer bottles, holding glasses of champagne. This gal looks like she was holding a glass of champagne at a very young age. I mean, she's really proud of that fact. That's like, it's ridiculous. And I think that, class, here's something that happens. So you get insurance. And they ask you some questions like, do you smoke? Do you drink? You know, how many drinks do you have per week, per month, those kinds of things. You fill out these forms. And if you don't smoke and you don't drink and you don't have bad habits, you're likely to get a lower insurance rate, whether it be life insurance or maybe even automobile insurance. So people lie. They lie. And then what happens is there's a crash. And then the insurance company denies the claim to pay out on the crash. And they say, well, you lied on your application. You said you don't smoke. And then the insurer says, wait, what are you talking about? I don't smoke. And then the insurance company says, well, here's a Facebook picture of you at a party. And isn't that a cigarette in your hand? Isn't that like half burned? Isn't that you? Then the claim is denied. People do really, really stupid things. Like they do things that they think are fun and to show off, and they put those images on Facebook, and then later on, they want to get a job with the government that requires secret clearance. And then they find out they don't get secret clearance because the FBI investigates Facebook and looks at all stupid things that people post of themselves, and then they are denied secret clearance. So then they don't get the job. It's unbelievable what people do. So in our case, I said to our children, you all decide to be homosexual, you're out of the will. You get tattooed, branded, disfigured intentionally, you're out of the will. As a matter of fact, if you become a homosexual, not only are you out of the will, you're out of the family. That's what I said. I told my children that, and I've said it publicly, and I mean it. Now, some people would say, you have to love your children. Really? I'm not so sure that's true. I'm not so sure that's true. If I had a child who became homosexual, I would stop loving that child. It'd be very hard, but that's what I would do. Because they would be saying, you know what, Dad, Mom, it's me first. I want to feel good. I want to feel good, and that's more important than family. It's more important than reputation. It's more important than continuing the bloodline. It's more important than everything. I want to feel good, and I'm putting me first. That's what that means to me. Craig, any comments about that? Do you think my position is too strong?
I've always gone from the beginning and taught them about these things that, you know, there was a couple cities dry roasted completely, men, women, and children. Nobody left because of this practice. You know, God being the same yesterday, today, and forever, what time period does that leave out? Where's the approval of that? And they've always understood that.
Next week, we're going to have a special class. And I don't want to say which day it is because we'll probably get shut down. By the way, our internet is really, really unstable. We pay for 3 megabits per second download speed. For the last week or so, we've been getting about 0.2 megabit per second. It's barely enough to broadcast, and I keep getting knocked off the air about almost 20 times, between 15 and 20 times yesterday. What I'm going to be doing next week is hosting a class here at USA Prepares about a family. About a family who was involved with the school system. And the school system encouraged trans behavior, homosexual behavior, and you can be anything you want to be. And we're going to delineate firsthand experience how the impact that this made on the family. It is truly devastating. And you're going to hear it from Mom. You're going to hear it from the mother herself. And she's going to be talking about her children. The children who are involved in the public school system that encouraged gender change. You're going to learn about that firsthand. That's next week. It's a mess. It's got to stop right now. It's overdue for being stopped.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I just had about 10 seconds of dropout. We're back. Craig, Canada's on fire. Northwest Territory. About 20,000 people have been told to evacuate because of these massive fires. And they're spreading very quickly. I don't know if this has made the news yet, but it's happening right now. This is Canada. And, class, you know that there's a massive fire. Wiped out a whole village in Hawaii. And there are reports that the water has been contaminated, the drinking water, and water has been brought in by the government, so potable drinking water. Now, the reports that I read, and I don't know if I should believe them or not, but the water is contaminated and toxic, and people are getting sick from it, having a fever. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if anything's true. But here's what I do know. I do know that if there's a fire and there's plastic involved, and there's metal involved, and there's insecticide involved, because people have insecticides in the garage, and they have herbicides, and they have fertilizer, and they have plastic bottles and jars and cans and, of all kinds and chemicals in their homes, and then there's a fire and the stuff becomes airborne. These materials get consumed by fire. Those toxic chemicals and elements become smoke, and you get to breathe it, and then it falls down, and it lands on the ground, and then it contaminates the groundwater. Right? We all know that, right? Okay. So after the fire, what do you do? During the fire, what do you do? Before the fire, before the current fire, but after the last fire, what do you do? Okay. So you need to have a water supply at the ready right now. And then you need to have some method of purifying your water. Now, there are all kinds of methods. There's the activated charcoal filter. There is reverse osmosis, which requires pressure. You cannot have a reverse osmosis filter running without pressurized water. It does not work, at least as far as I know. I've had them, and I know that you need over 20 psi, 20 pounds per square inch of water pressure for us reverse osmosis water filters to work. And what those things do is they trap these filters, whether they're carbon block or reverse osmosis or whatever they are, in a filter, they trap the contaminants, the toxins, at some level, maybe 99%, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. But they trap them, and then they become lodged in the filter system. They either have to be removed or you throw the filter away. And when you throw the filter away, you contaminate some other area. So there's another system, and that is a distillation system, which removes everything. The only thing that's left with a distillation system is hydrogen and oxygen. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. That's called H2O. H2 meaning two parts hydrogen. H is the elemental name for hydrogen, and O is the elemental name for oxygen. H2O, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. You combine those together and you get water. Just water. Nothing else. Just pure water. And your instructor, Greg, has developed a system. He's invented it. He's
Vincent.
Modified
let me just say,
what you get.
Yeah, let me just say what we're going to take some pre-orders. We're actually putting something together, and you will get a stream of water out of this. A literal stream of water, not drip, 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 just like the distillation systems that are out there. And in if you have, in case of really toxic environments, we've got a disposable boiler. You know, we're talking about if you've got really nasty, you know, like the Great Salt Lake, But anyway, we're gonna be taking pre-orders to get this thing started for $2,500 each. And if you really want to get a pre-order one of these, you can email me at greg@realwaterindependence.com, greg@realwaterindependence.com, and we're going to start putting these things together next week. And you think the technology in the book was something else? We've gone far beyond this. There is so much collection area in this that the steam just cannot get out. You just end up with as fast as you're boiling that water, you have got a stream of water coming out. But I'd like to talk more a little bit about Hawaii and the book that came out 2 days later called Fire and Fury about global warming.
We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News Update. The Biden administration has approved sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine to help fight Russian forces. U.S. officials confirm that the American-made planes will be sent from Denmark and the Netherlands as soon as pilot training is completed. Ukraine's been lobbying for F-16s to help fight Russian air superiority for years. Ukraine officials say they don't expect the planes to be ready until next year. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump is looking to delay his federal trial related to the election of 2020 until 2026. Charges against a presidential candidate is unprecedented during an election cycle. Trump's attorneys recommend the trial start in April of 2026. A decision has not been made at this time. Thanks for listening as we get this Friday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Why should I have got your
take? My,
when you go to the
feed,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
That's for years I've been telling our family, about 18 years here at the farm, and years before that in Virginia at the farm. I've been telling our family, let's save those spaghetti sauce jars, the glass ones with the lids. Let's save those 2-liter soda bottles with caps. And the thought was, takes a lot of room. Yeah, but that's okay. We'll just put them in boxes and put them, close up the boxes and stack them up. And so we're using those jars, the spaghetti sauce jars, to repackage lentils, dried lentil beans, dried split peas, 2-liter bottles, they funnel, and rice goes in those. And potato flakes. And the jars get dried, dehydrated tomatoes and dehydrated peppers. And 2-liter bottles get filled with water. Why? Because what happened in Hawaii or what's happening right now in Canada can happen. and the produce, the yield from growing, the growing season, could be contaminated by the toxic elements and gases and particles in the air from these fires of burning people's properties. It's really bad. And then Greg's going to tell you about Dr. Miles Stones, and Fire and Fury. Greg?
Yeah. What I would suggest is that if you live in a fire-prone area, what you want to do is you're going to want to build some kind of a root cellar, somewhere that won't be burned, somewhere where you can put your food storage down under the ground and cover it, you know, with an ample amount of earth, so that they'll have it no matter what happens. I wanted to make some comments about this fire. There was an alarm that went off, but that didn't go off. The sirens didn't go off, and the fire chief said that the reason they did that is because people would probably, they'd be heading for high ground. That's where the fire was. That was his excuse. Now, anyone with two brain cells that can rub together knows that that is a stupid excuse, because if the sirens went off, you went outside and you saw a fire coming, your decisions are going to be a lot different. You're not going to run into the fire. That is stupidity to make that comment. And by the way, he did resign right after making that comment. I kind of feel like, this book that came out, Fire and Fury, about global warming, it was actually has a picture of fire on the front. 2 days later, that's pretty nefarious. Sounds pretty nefarious to me. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Sure. So yesterday, Mrs. Finelli said to me, "Hey, Vin, you ought to see what... Come on outside and look." So I took a camera outside, and I took a picture of chemtrails like I've never seen before. And I've seen a lot of chemtrails crisscrossing over the skies of our farm. These were low. Now, my estimation is they were 50 times wider, or they appeared to be 50 times wider and 50 times lower than what we normally see. These were really low spraying, aerial spraying of these chemicals across the skies. And it seems to me that when you take a small molecule of aluminum and something else, or grind up aluminum into very, very fine powder, it becomes an accelerant. So if you spray enough of it, you can have a really hot fire.
Black cat firecracker
on the ground.
If you open
up
one
of those, black cat
firecrackers are made with aluminum.
Right. If you look, you'll see. If you open one up, now don't do it because you could hurt yourself. But if you were to, and I have in the past. We would just break them in half and look inside. They're aluminum and magnesium powder. So what I'm saying is, if you take a fine enough powder, it's explosive. You've heard of fertilizer plants blowing up? Well, if you take fertilizer dust, and it's in the air, and there's a spark, you can have an explosion that can blow the building apart. You've heard of flour mills exploding? Flour dust is in the air. An ignition source, a spark from a light switch. Inside the light switch, boom. It's absolutely positively true. So we've been spraying for decades. And whose fault is it? Well, I put the blame squarely on Joe. Because Joe's been at this for about 50 years. He's the most experienced politician we've ever had. He's been in it for the longest time and risen to the highest level. 50 years. So if you want to blame somebody for all these things that are wrong, like the Department of Education, like the Department of Energy, like wars, that's who you look to. You look to the people who were at the peak of power. Those are the people who have made these things happen. So here we have the spraying. And I blame Donald Trump, too, for the spraying, because he didn't stop it. And Barry didn't stop it either. None of these guys have stopped this nonstop spraying that the military's been doing. And it causes toxicity on the earth and in the water and in the air. No question about it. You all want to breathe some aluminum dust? I mean, is that what you want to do? Take a flashlight. Tonight, here's your homework. Go take one of those flashlights, those bright LED flashlights, if you happen to have one. Actually, any flashlight will work. Go outside when it's dark and aim it straight up. You won't believe that you're not coughing and spitting out chunks of goo from what you're going to see in the air that you've been breathing day and night for decades. Where do you think the dust comes from? A lot of it comes from overhead. You know, you look at your roof and it's discolored. You know, if you have a light colored roof and what's all that black stuff on my roof? Well, those are particles that come from overhead and then biologicals start growing there and you get mold growing on your roof. That didn't used to happen.
Well, try this, Glass. After a rainstorm, make sure your windshield's clean. You know that the rainstorm's coming. Okay? I want you, after the rain has dried up, to take a little razor blade or a squeegee or something and collect all this white powder and make a little tiny pile of it and take a good heavy-duty magnet and see what happens when you put it up next to that little pile. And I've heard somebody say, well, that's just iron that's being blown through the air. No, iron in the ground, you got to dig for it. It's heavy. It's like when you're running panning for gold. You find a lot of that black sand. That's iron. That does not blow through the air. And if you really want, have the stuff, take it to a lab. Find out what's in it. This stuff is coming out of the air. They're spraying it. And they've already said that they're aluminum. They're mixing with little fibers of plastic so that it remains aloft a lot longer. And they call that part of the globe, the global dimming that they're trying to do. So now they're talking fire and fury, and they are triggering the fires with this aluminum. They're making the forests sick. You really need to watch the dimming and listen to Dane Wigington on geoengineeringwatch.org. And you'll see the evidence, the proof of what they are doing. It is not your vehicles running down the road that is causing all this. And that's my humble opinion. Don't believe me. Do the research yourself.
Did you see the emergency management type people in their airplane, loading their airplane, and they had some trucks in there to go out to Hawaii, to help, allegedly help. And I looked at the vehicles. None of those was, they had Ford trucks and Ford SUVs. Not one of them was an electric vehicle.
Of course not.
They're all petroleum powered. And the plane that flew out there to haul all this cargo, that was jet powered, with fossil fuel. So Joe and company want you to buy electric vehicles, but they don't use them. Now, do you think that SUV that's in the entourage that Joe rides around in, when he wants to go to the beach or wherever he happens to want a vacation for a particular day, do you think that is an electric powered vehicle? Just ask.
Of course not. Of course not.
I'll tell you what it is.
Not only that.
It's a General Motors truck with an SUV body. It literally is a diesel truck. And there was a story years ago about the Beast. That's what Hillary used to call it. That's this heavy truck with the 5-inch thick plate glass bulletproof windows on the side. That vehicle is so well insulated from bombs and bullets and things like that, and to protect the president and the occupants of that beast, that they have microphones on the outside so the people on the inside can hear what's going on the outside, because the insulation, the metal, is so thick, the glass is so thick, that you can't hear. You can't hear what's going on.
And that's illegal to go down the road, because if an emergency vehicle's coming, you don't know what's there if you can't hear it. If somebody's honking the horn at you, you don't know it's there. So, yeah, they have to do that. And let me tell you, that thing eats fuel like nobody's business. What are they afraid of?
It's a diesel truck. It literally is a diesel truck running on diesel fuel, the stuff that you're not supposed to use, the stuff that they run their Abrams tanks with.
On the electric side of things, what do you bet, Vincent, that what they're going to build there in Hawaii is called a 15-minute sustainable city, and that you won't have any vehicles because everything you'll be able to walk to. Now, if you leave it, you know, you're going to be penalized. You may lose your source of income. But what do you bet?
Other than certain types of fruits and vegetables, what is Hawaii known for? You know, nuts, fruits, vegetables, you know, things you can eat. You know, pineapple, things like that. I'm not degrading Hawaii at all. But what I am saying is, I don't know of a General Motors manufacturing plant or a Ford manufacturing plant that's in Hawaii. It's more of a resort. It's more of a paradise. It's really not an industrial state, right? It's not. So it seems that you want fuel, no problem. We'll just have to, you know, ship it in. So if you want diesel or gasoline or alcohol or whatever the fuel might be, it's got to be brought in. There are limited resources because it's an island. That being said, Hawaii is not self-sustainable. It's not.
Absolutely not.
And if you look at why did the Caesars in Italy start conquering other lands? Because Italy is almost an island, except on one side it's not. Okay? Like Florida. Florida's like an island except on one edge, okay? The northern border. So to get more stuff, more resources, more material, they had to go off the island to get it. That's what Hawaii has to do. To get more resources, they have to leave the island.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Of course, it'd probably be wonderful living on an island, you know, all things being available to you, but that's typically not the case. And same thing with the peninsula. If you think about Florida, there are only a couple ways out of Florida, the interstates. And if there's a catastrophe, it's going to be really hard to get out of Florida. And just like Italy is a peninsula as well. And what is a peninsula? Well, it's a body of land that's connected to the mainland, except it's surrounded on most of its area by water. And so most people might define it as a body of land surrounded on 3 sides by water. And that means that you can't really expand except by going to the part that is connected to the mainland and expanding out that way. It's hard to expand out by the water sides of a peninsula. So that's why Rome was involved in so many attacks on other lands, because they needed more in order to survive. So the bottom line, as I see it, is I don't want to live on a peninsula. I don't. And I don't want to live on an island, although it sounds like it'd be wonderful, you know, getting away from people, but getting away from everything else as well. So there's a happy balance that you have to find. And your instructors, for the most part, have found a happy balance where they live. I found it in Missouri. Gwyneth has found it in Australia. Greg has found it in Utah. Kyle and Richard found it in Montana. Okay. Dr. Norm Shealy and Sergey have found it in Missouri. So when you think about calamities, I think the best thing to do is to get out of Dodge. Get out of Dodge. Get out of harm's way. That's the way I see it. That way you won't have to fight the system. You won't have to fight Mother Nature.
Be prepared. Be prepared. Have a fire break. You know? Have a fire break. Because one way to clear people off land is to start a fire, as we've seen in the past. I mean, Hawaii's a good example of it. These people were getting placards so that they could go to their properties and they put a stop to it. And over the loudspeaker, the police said it was the powers that be, he said, have decided that we're not going to do any more of these placards. We're shutting it down. Disgusting.
There was reasons I would never live
in Hawaii. The biggest reason is if you can land on a ship, there's no such thing. Yeah.
Right.
There is no such thing as land ownership.
And, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is
I went to Joplin the day after. Greg, we've got a really long delay, about 2 seconds right now, and I cannot fix it at the moment. But I went to Joplin the day after the tornado, and the police had set up a barricade so you could not get in. So if you had loved ones who were trapped there, you couldn't go in to rescue them. The police were protecting the victims from being rescued. Now, they said they were protecting the property from being looted, but they're also protecting the victims from being rescued. So we went in through the back lines. And we did our best to help people who were absolutely traumatized by the Joplin tornado.
Yeah.
And the Red Cross. I have a Red Cross identification card and lanyard. I called the Red Cross and told them I was going to go to Joplin the day after. And they said, no. We're not taking volunteers to go to Joplin. I went anyway with my Red Cross ID badge, photo ID, lanyard, and people thought I was in charge. The Red Cross was just setting up a computer system to figure out who they were going to help. But that was, they spent a whole day doing that while they should have been rescuing people. That's your donation dollars at work.
Well, let's just put it this way. Our leaders today, our leaders today, okay, they require bulletproof glass, bomb-proof cars. It wasn't that way when we really elected a leader, and they were loved. They'd practically carry the leaders out front on their shoulders. This is the difference between elected and loved leaders and dictatorships and dystopian leadership that we have today. I mean, it's obvious, it's evident. These people, when they function, it's a disaster from the beginning. Everything's slow. It's really not in the best interest of the people. And they are not servants. They're dictators. They don't act like servants.
Yeah, and if you look
the
White House, there's layers of fencing around the White House. So to get into the White House, and I would certainly not even want to consider going to the White House. I don't want to visit it. I want nothing to do with Washington, D.C. But there's several layers of fencing. Why is that? Why is it like that? Why are these concrete barricades all around there? I think it's because a lot of enemies were made. And the people who are in the White House are terrified based on what they've done to the village, or the villagers. It's sad. It's very sad. Greg, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.